live from the treehouse.
This is the Marion County Rock Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Party over here.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Bears Podcast.
Yeah, boy.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Everybody, come on and party. Party. Party Generation Band. Everybody, come on and party.
Party.
This is
Party Generation Band.
Hype music, baby.
Round of applause.
Ready to go.
For Jimmy dropping the beat.
Jimmy got that hype music. I'm hyped.
Just
hyped
giving
and ready
it a
to
good
go.
Stretch after our long hibernation.
Yeah, we stretch and flexed. And I tell you what, I feel better than I've ever felt.
Yeah, loose as a caboose.
Ready to go.
Right on, man. Long a time no ataka.
These microphone stands are gonna just revolutionize the podcast right here. They're great.
So. I think so. We can move it all around.
And I'm gonna have a little revolutionary Sinfire slip here. A little nip.
Yummy.
Ready to go. Sinfire's been around.
So when was the last time we did our podcast? It was like a month and a half ago, probably, the last one.
Yeah, it was August, but the last time we had Sinfire in the podcast treehouse was probably May or June, and it was...
We got it in the house, but we promised...
It was crazy. The podcast ended itself that night, man, I swear. I had nothing to do with it.
No big deal, though. Yeah, we're going to have self-control tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Check out these mic stands, man. What do you think?
Yeah, they're dope.
We're moving up in the world.
They're cool, man.
Move it up.
I like how they can move around 360 up and down.
And they stay right where you put them.
Yeah. It's nice. It's legit.
Incredible. I got a license plate. You see that?
I did see that.
That's from my friend Jackie. Shout out.
Shout out, Jackie. Thanks.
Has my name on it.
Thanks for that. The merch. The merchandise. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the podcast swag.
Yep.
It was August. It was the beginning of August the last time we did one.
I remember being hot up here. Do you remember that?
If we're a monthly, installment, that's good with me.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Like to do them every day, but
we got jobs, families.
Yeah. So this table here. I don't have my headphones on, but
yeah, you should put them on.
Oh, it's so different when you put them on.
Yeah, you should put them on.
The table's just like...
If you hear that.
Just like a living specimen going right into the old iPad.
That's the judge dropping the hammer, saying,
yeah.
Judge adjourned. Bam! Right on, man. Yeah, it's been fun lately. How about you? You been doing good?
Yeah.
Family's good?
Oh, yeah.
Ready for the fall? Oh, did the kids pick out Halloween costumes yet?
You know, I think they did. I know they know what they want to be.
Okay, let me guess. Avenger, some sort of Avenger.
Guess. It's.
I bet L wants to have a Spider-Man, maybe. So he's been into that, and I think N wants to be probably Thor?
Hmm. Thor, huh?
No.
You know what? So Nolan loves Spider-Man. So he wants to be Spider-Man. He'll always be Spider-Man. And then Landon was, I think he might have said, I think he said like the Hulk or something.
Hulk smash.
He'll go a different route if need be. He doesn't have to have Captain America or Spider-Man.
So you guys just head down there, hit that neighborhood up down there and come back?
Yeah.
Is it a,
we stay local.
Is it a full-size candy bar neighborhood?
No, but it's pretty good. It's not too bad. It's like good packs of, in fact, one of the guys down the road on the other side of the loop down there,
right.
He does a full service, like, I shouldn't say that he does a bar. Let's just say I don't know what he's serving, but I think it's alcoholic drinks.
Have you had one?
Wink. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get him in trouble. But that's pretty cool. And he does hot dogs, too. Nice. Or something.
Gets into
it. He did corn dogs one year.
Does he dress out?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know for sure. He's got a lot of jack-o'-lanterns in his driveway.
Is he a spooky guy?
You just walk up and hang out, and he just gives you stuff.
Has he got the dry ice? Is he that guy?
Yeah, a little bit, but he doesn't do a full-on, like, I don't even know if he, like, they don't do candy at the door still. They just do hot dogs, because it's like...
What about for the kids?
They're top-notch, man. Yeah, they might have. They might do candy up by the hot dogs.
I would sure hope so. It's for the kids. It's not for the adults.
Yeah, I think somebody in our neighborhood got in trouble one year because they were giving out contraceptive things. You know what I'm saying? For the kids, they were giving out like condoms.
Well, that's very
like from it was granted. It was like 8 o'clock on like the older kids, but still very inappropriate. Give out some damn candy to the kids that are not there for anything else other than candy.
I couldn't imagine.
No, that was in the news.
Well, it should have been.
That was right here.
People probably should have gotten in trouble for that. And you can't be doing that stuff. If the kids are too old to be trick-or-treating, they're too old. You know, like 13, 14, that is absolutely max. You got to get cut off after that.
But you know what? I don't care if the kids come up and trick-or-treat at my door and they're too old. It's like, if you want to just be doing kid stuff, at least you're not out like egging my house or something like that. I'll give you candy.
Yeah.
Get my tire slashed? No thanks.
No thanks.
Keep the kids in a positive, reinforced environment. You know what I'm saying?
Man of the people.
The youth of the community.
You guys hear this? Man of the people.
Yeah, you bet.
That's awesome.
You bet I am.
Yeah, do you remember when you were like a kid, did you ever hit up a neighborhood that got full-size candy bars?
Yeah, oh yeah. That was up on the hill.
That was
up on Snob Hill. Okay. That's where they gave out the good stuff.
Yeah, you get all excited like when your parents bring you there and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna get a full candy bar on this little run.
Yep.
And then your parents just walk on the little sidewalk and
they knew it was up.
Yeah. Trick or treat. What are you?
That was the neighborhood to go to if you had to do a can drive. You would definitely go up to Snob Hill because they wouldn't give you like a little grocery bag full of cans. They'd give you like seven, like Husky bags full of cans. They were givers up there. They're just givers. Really good people.
Yeah, the world needs more of that.
Yep. Yeah.
That's sweet. But yeah, I remember being so excited when we got to go get them big candy bars. Because you'd always hit your little neighborhood up and you get the small ones.
All right.
You maybe get an apple or some shit or orange. Like,
where did you go when you were a kid? Because you grew up in the country. Did you hit your road? Because you have a nice community.
We moved here. What I kind of remember my Halloween was when we lived in Salem, like Kaiser.
Yeah, true.
I remember going to the mall and then my grandma's neighborhood.
When did you move here? Like seventh grade or something?
I was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
We moved out here. I was still in fifth grade, like towards the end. And then mom just drove us to our schools for like till the end of the school.
Oh, yeah.
When I turned sixth grade, I came to Butte Creek. Shout out.
Yeah. So you never trick-or-treated in Silverton?
No, not really, no.
Wow. Never there's tons of 7th and 8th graders these days.
Yeah, by the time we moved out to Markham, we were too old for that crap.
Yeah, you were like chugging beers and shit by then.
I don't think quite that, but...
the place to go was Old Stew's, Mayor Stew.
Oh, the honorable mayor.
Oh, glad my you goodness gracious. That was the house to go to because it was a full walkthrough.
I don't even know where his house
is. You never got to experience his house? It was right by the old high school. It was across the street on Pine Street.
James, huh?
And so you would walk up because it's all dark and overgrown anyways because it's just weird because it's kind of like you just that way and it's cool.
Right.
Shout out to Big Stew, baby. Yeah. The face of the franchise. You'd walk in his house, and I mean, he'd have like 18 people on staff that night, man. I don't know where he got them, but all these like actors land on like gurneys and there's like surgical scenes. Yeah, it was like a haunted house that you would walk through, but it wasn't just haunted. God. It was just like an oddity.
How terrifying.
Oh, it was deeply terrifying.
Kid grief. You couldn't bring a kid in that, Stu.
I don't think so, man.
Your honorable mayor.
That's what I'm saying. It was like the seventh and eighth graders.
That's my boy.
That was the peak of the, trick-or-treat.
Movie theater, baby.
Yeah.
He was the mayor, but now he's like the underground mayor. He's like ours. He's ours.
He's pulling the strings.
Stu is ours. He's Silverton.
He was the mayor for like 15 years of my life, I feel like, you know, because he was the mayor when I moved here in the early night in like 90.
He was the mayor. Right? We got street lights because of Stu.
No.
What?
I don't think so, dude.
It was the guy before Stu?
I think it was Ken Hector.
You might be right. I don't really know my mayors. It doesn't
matter. We shouldn't be talking about politics, dude.
Were we? No, not really.
I'm just joking. Talk about politicians.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
in the weirdest way.
You can't consider that a politician.
Stu is the poster child of our town, though.
He is. That's what I was saying. He's ours.
Yeah.
Can you think of anybody
else? He needs a mural.
I'm sure
we've got a mural for our rodeo star.
I know how I draw.
We've got a mural for our we've got a mural for our astronaut.
Oh boy. I forgot about him.
We've got an astronaut, baby.
That's funny. Yeah. Whoever draws those mirrors are actually pretty dope.
Yeah, they're great.
Pretty good.
They're really they're good.
So would you rather screw all that. Sorry.
Yeah.
If you won the lottery, what would be the first thing that you would do with it? Like, what would you do?
I would pay off
everything for everybody.
I'd just hold on to it for like a good couple weeks.
Would you tell anyone?
I'd try not to.
Damn.
But I know I would probably. Obviously, I would. But I wouldn't go on Facebook or something and say,
all of a sudden we got like a Joe Rogan Experience podcast dome where there's a weight room.
Oh, yeah.
MMA ring.
Yeah. Just an expansion. It would build onto the treehouse.
Yeah, that would be crazy to win the lottery, though.
Mm. Yeah, I would pay every debt off if I could for sure. Well, obviously, I would. I'm guessing we're talking about a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, we're talking like $42 million.
Mm. Oh, man. I would like to think I wouldn't change a lot, right? How about you?
Because it'd be nice. I'd buy land. Yeah. Like, I'd buy
toys.
I'd obviously, like, my family, my immediate family, you know, they could all retire, or they wouldn't have to retire, but I'd pay all their houses off, everything for them. And then I'd buy like a big compound, like a, 400 square mile compound.
Ranch.
Yeah, and then just build a big, like, old western town, saloons and hotels and shit. And then
Dale Earnhardt.
And then I'd give all my friends and everything a key to the ranch, and you go out there anytime you want.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be dope? And you can do whatever you want. I don't give a shit. Just clean it up.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be dope?
Yeah, that'd be dope. Thank you for that.
You'd have log cabins on river. You know, I'd get it by a big river. You'd have to have water.
Yeah.
Or a big lake.
$42 million, so much money.
And then probably invest it so my kids' kids wouldn't have to worry about money.
Yeah, for college, sure. You'd obviously want to look into the way to do it.
Yeah.
The way to, put it somewhere where it's going to benefit you.
Would you?
Not rot a hole, burn a hole in your pocket where you end up buying
helicopter,
you know,
a couple of
Raiders Bengal, themed boat,
Bengal tigers, like Mike Tyson. Be poor. Yeah, that'd be nuts though to win that money. Sometimes I wonder, but then again, I never play, so I'll never fucking win. Just like everybody else, you know.
All right, you're laying in bed, and that night when you get the check,
right?
Just went in the bank, and then you're looking at your Amazon because you got to have Amazon.
Right?
Yeah.
My first thing I would buy?
Let me get rid of this.
Can you buy
So yeah, a simple like nighttime. You do those like laying in bed nighttime purchases?
No, absolutely not.
I don't do it all the time. Bedtime I kind of like to do it though.
Bedtime is for sleeping.
Well, I mean, I'll lay there. I got these microphone stands, or I'll buy stuff like that. I'll buy like a pack of clamps or something, you know, or a couple tarps.
Yeah, I never do.
You know, just to get the urge out. just to get that impulse out of my system. Sleep soundly. I never sleep unless I spend at least $16 on Amazon before I go to bed.
Whatever. Nah. Bullshit. Every night?
I don't get my REM sleep unless I make a purchase. Speaking of that,
what did you dream about last night?
What
was your dream last
night? Awful dream.
A scary one?
It's good. I'll tell you the story. So I was, because I slept through my alarms. Because I was having this dream, evidently, because I woke up in a panic, but I was having a dream that I was driving.
Were you sweating?
I was driving like my old Toyota Tacoma, right?
Right.
Oh, man, so much better with the headphones on. You know, so I was driving my Tacoma, and it was a manual, and there was, like, somebody was throwing, they, like, threw their coat, like, the passenger took off their coat and threw it on me, and then they were making a ruckus, and I was going down a hill, and I couldn't get out of, like, I couldn't shift gears, and I was like, what are you doing? And I think, like, there was a, like, maybe the family, it's a dream.
This is terrifying.
Nobody likes to hear about dreams either. That's the weirdest thing about telling a dream. We went off intense. A cliff and died, and then I woke up.
Oh.
But that was good, because I slept through my alarms.
That's not good that you slept through your alarms.
No, I snooze through my alarms.
You get a 10-minute snooze?
Yeah, I give myself about 30 minutes. I have 3 alarms that go off. Like,
every 30 minutes?
No, like every 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So why don't you just set up a hard time? Just set up a hard time. All right, I'm getting up.
Because I'm afraid.
What are you afraid of? You're just waking up. Starting your day, bro. Can't be that bad.
I'm afraid of losing myself. No, I'm afraid of like snoozing. I know I snooze through some alarms, so if I only have one alarm, I'm afraid I'll snooze through it.
No can and then do.
Who knows what's going to happen.
I feel guilty if I hit one snooze.
Ooh, that's a good guilt to have.
Normally, I'm up. When I set my alarm, that's my hard time. I get up.
I'm
not too bad about it. And I go right to the shower, take a shower, or brush my teeth, take a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, come back in, get dressed.
I'm a procrastinator.
Go back, go out to the kitchen, load my lunch up, drink some water, let the dog out, let him back in, tell him he's a bad dog and he needs to listen to me better.
He needs that.
And then he goes and lays down. I put my boots on, walk out the door. Sometimes have to go to the bathroom.
Did you start your car in any of that?
No.
You don't go out and pre-start it?
Oh, no.
I always pre-start it. Sorry, I wasn't on the mic.
No, you weren't.
That's the third thing I do. What is that? It
sounds like some dog's whistling at us. Jimmy, Jesus Christ, dude. Cut that noise out.
What is he doing?
He's doing nothing. I think he's making the noise. I don't know. Jimmy. I think it's getting close to October and that spooky story needs to come out.
Should I tell that? I got a story. No. I got a scary story that I want to save. I want to save for October.
We're close. Yeah. We're close. We're close to October.
Jimmy, yeah, Jimmy doesn't want me to tell.
We should have a little bowl up here of candy and I'm going to make some caramel apples.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
And we'll just tell some shit, man. Some good stories about Halloween, our favorite Halloweens. Some of the costumes you drew or, you know, your parents made for you. I'm sure your parents made you some. Yeah. My parents sure shit did.
I wasn't ever a Marvel character. Every year.
That never existed. It was in a comic
no,
book.
No, I was always making my costume out of, like, Goodwill stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Creative.
Mm.
Those were the best costumes.
They were. All of them.
I put a little heart into it.
Yeah, that'll be a good episode. I kind of
our excited. Kid.
What
say
was that? That was so weird. I hope that comes through on the podcast because that was creeping me out.
It wasn't really creeping me out. I heard it for a little bit. The ooh.
it was right outside.
Whatever the hell that was. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah. I'm freaked out.
You are freaked out. It's not even Halloween yet. Come on, man. What's your biggest fear, you think, if you had to put one on? Put one on the piece of paper.
I don't know. You know, I don't think... I have bad dreams about the dark.
Ooh. Deep.
So I don't know if that's a fear, but because I'm not scared of the dark, but one.
Yeah. So you don't have to have a nightlight in the room. It's not like you weren't in the Vietnam War. Exactly. Or anything.
No, but I have a reoccurring, like, really bad dream where I walk into a bedroom and the light, I flip the light switch on and the light doesn't come on.
Do you ever think just like, oh shit, the power's out?
I don't know.
So I would think.
I'd I don't know. Like,
shit.
A little bit afraid of heights though, but not so much. I think there was a point. What's your fear?
Oh, like claustrophobic.
Being
stuck in a tight little area. Like if a building collapsed, but you weren't dead and you were just stuck in a little tight space where you couldn't move at all.
You know?
And you were alive still, screaming for help.
What if you were smashed?
You couldn't get out.
What about that guy who had to saw his arm off when the rock fell on his arm?
Yeah, what are the odds, by the way, that guy, that happened?
That's the worst.
His arm got cut.
That's the worst imaginable thing that I could ever put myself in.
I put it right up there with chainsaw to the leg when you cut, you know, you're cutting a piece of... a branch and it drops down and hits your thigh or something.
But that's just a flesh wound. You're not ever...
You could lose your leg.
You can cut your leg off.
I wouldn't say leg off, but yeah, you could hit an artery.
I mean, you'd have to saw it. That saw would saw for... This is gross.
Yeah.
Nasty conversation.
I'm just saying.
Anyways.
Cutting your arm off is hardcore.
Cutting your own arm off with like a rock.
Oh, did you hear what Minshew, the quarterback for... Washington State, you know, he's starting out for Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Okay. He released a thing today because he wanted to get medical redshirted. I forget what year it was. He didn't really say, but he said he went and got a bottle of Jack Daniels, went to his dorm room, grabbed a hammer, and he smashed the shit out of his hand.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So he took a pull of Jack Daniels and hit his hand a couple times with the hammer.
Wow.
So he got medical redshirted.
I didn't hear anything about this.
Yeah. Well, it was on IG, so who knows if it's real. But
then
Antonio Brown got released. Shit. What do you think about that? That's nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I saw it coming a mile away.
Yeah, he's not playing for anybody this year.
I've had trades come my way for him in the old FF, and...
You should have dumped
him. No, I don't have him. No, people were trying to get... Gotcha. Somebody was trying to get DeAndre Hopkins from me.
And
I was like, get out of here with that garbage. No way. That's a freaking train wreck.
I know. I thought about trying
with a lot of good potential, but a lot of bad...
He's such a knucklehead. Came from it. Man, what is he doing? What is that guy doing?
He's the most talented guy in the freaking league.
It's crazy.
Evidently.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Yep, but whatever.
How are you doing in that other league?
The other league.
Yeah.
I play in two leagues.
Yeah, I know.
We play in a league together.
Not ours. The other one. Are you 1-1?
I'm 1-1 in both leagues.
Yeah. I'm 1-1.
And they were flip flop. I won on different. I've won every week. I'm with one of my teams, so that's cool.
I'm in a league.
That's a good feeling.
Because I. Mike.
Yeah, and you're playing with the big
Mike.
With BM.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out,
BM,
boy.
Baby boy.
So
get with it.
Miss you, man.
Come on over. Come hang out in the treehouse anytime.
Get in on this, man. Why wouldn't you?
Hey, we have an email, man.
No, we don't.
Yeah, if Big Mike wants to get in on that on some text.
Jimmy,
type up a message to the old Jamesters over here running the show, and he'll get it to us.
Remind everybody, email address.
MC
Knockout Boys. MCK
MCKOB at yahoo.com.
Sound drop. Yeah, check it out, man. Don't be afraid, guys. Please email. I know you're hearing us. And whatever three or four fans that listen to the podcast, shout out to those people. Send in an email, man. Get us going. Get the creative juices flowing. So I got I got a joke for you, Zach, in the audience.
Yeah.
So there's a family, right? Family of flies. They live in this old barn on this old farm.
Nice.
There's a mama, a papa, and a baby fly. And soon enough, it's little baby fly's turn to have his birthday, and the dad goes, "You know what, for your birthday, we're going to fly out to that pasture, and we're going to find the wettest, freshest, big piece of cow shit we can find. And we're going to eat there, and we're going to eat and party and dance and eat." So they fly out there, they find their cow patty, they land and they eat and eat and eat. Pretty soon the sun's going down, and the dad fly notices this, and he's like, "Well, we should probably get going back. It's getting pretty dark. We should probably head back." And all right, so they all try to fly away, but the thing is they ate too much cow shit. They couldn't fly. They were too heavy. So the dad, he doesn't panic. Everybody else is kind of nervous, and dad sees a old pitchfork stuck into a old hay bale, right? And
yeah.
The dad goes, "Well, I think I can run up that handle. The handle's at about a 45. I can run up that handle, get a jump and start."
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Get the flying. So family goes, all right. So dad runs up there and he gets going and bzz, bam, hits the ground. Shit everywhere. Mama goes, "Oh."
He shit the shit out?
He hit the ground. He exploded.
He just ran into shit.
He was so full. He ate so much shit. He just hit the ground and exploded full of shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, it came out.
So mama goes, "I'm a little younger. I'm a little more athletic."
Did he die?
Yeah, he's dead. He exploded.
He smashed himself.
Yeah, like bug windshield. Come on, man.
Cool. All right. Yeah.
You're ruining the joke.
That's
here.
Sad, man. They're fine. They're going to be like, "Well, we can do better.
Did we just let me tell the joke?"
Yeah. Okay. I just checking it out.
All right, so the mama goes, right? She gets to go and runs up as fast as she can, jumps, bzz, bam, shit everywhere, hit the ground, died.
This is sad.
And the baby goes.
The baby.
The baby fly goes, "Well, I don't really have a choice here. I got to get out here. I got to run and jump." So he gets to go and he runs and jumps and bam, shit everywhere. He died. And you know what the moral story is?
Mm-mm.
Never fly off the handle when you're full of shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, they all died. If you fly off the handle when you're full of shit, you're going to die. Like the flies. Lord, man, that's crazy. That's a good story.
It was more
funny.
Yeah. It
was anecdotal.
There we go.
Appreciate that.
That's a new word. We need to get a chalkboard in here. Anytime someone says a word that the other person has a heard in a little bit, we make a chalk mark.
No,
keeping tally. Oh no.
Oh, the cans, dude. The cans. Yeah, I'm going to tell you a joke.
Okay.
Let's do a couple jokes. Let's do two jokes and then...
you got to take a break.
We
got
to take a break because if we don't take breaks, then the people don't get to hear the badass music that we want to play.
Woo, woo.
I want to hear some music when we're doing the podcast. We don't have to do it. Can we do that? Jimmy.
Jimbo.
Is that code? Protocol.
Jimmy. Come on, man. No, we're not really asking that much.
Just look it up. Yeah.
Just look it up, Jimmy.
All right.
Just think about that when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Little X's.
All right, Jim. I got it. I'll think about whatever I want to think about.
Okay. Slide on the canvas. It'll move.
Gotcha. You're a creep.
Jimmy,
piece of shit.
Come on, man.
What do you call somebody with nobody and no nose? No nose. What do you call somebody with nobody and no nose?
Oh, man. Shoot. Can I get a hint?
Nope.
Why not?
I can just tell you the answer.
No, just give me a hint.
What do you call somebody with nobody
Yeah.
And no one knows.
Nobody knows. Yeah, see, I almost smiled at that because that would really, once you hit that punchline.
Cute. It was like, oh, that's sweet.
That was sweet.
What did the fried rice say to the shrimp?
Fried rice to the shrimp. Yeah. I don't know. What'd they say?
Don't walk away from me.
Yeah. Almost
don't
once again.
Walk you away almost, from me.
I get it. I get it.
Get it? Punchline.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're fried up and we'll walk. Not <That's>, because.
My notes just hit the floor. That's it.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
Let's take a break. And then we'll be back with more fun and adventures.
Will we?
We'll find out.
Many of them after Blink and Sum 41, Newfound Glory. A lot of those guys, like, they didn't really make it. They kind of went like pop punk.
Yeah, I think they got some respect, though, I feel like. But not like a Taking Back Sunday type of respect. Because those guys, right. Those guys are still touring right now. Yeah. And AFI is kind of like a, they got a respected weird thing too, right?
I like AFI.
No, it was fun. I kind of reminisced a little bit in the last week too. I've been trying to like listen to a little different stuff, but because I listen to the same thing over and over again all the time, I feel like, for the most part. And then I just kind of reminisced for a little bit and started going through like some playlists, and then it was like, oh, I forgot about this band. Let's see what this band was all about. And it's kind of neat.
So are you like trying to listen to albums, or are you just like...
I do. I listen to like albums in the last 10 years that I've missed or whatever that... And genres that I'm not even really like listening to a whole lot anymore, but listened to a lot 15 years ago or something.
Yeah, me too.
And it's kinda, that's
too.
What this band did.
I kind of stuck with that music because I don't ever like buy... Excuse me. Sorry. I don't ever buy like a CD, obviously, or like buy songs. Like I don't buy an album anymore. We're like, we used to drive around in our car just to listen to that CD you just got, you know?
Now you're on like a station, right?
Yeah, I listen to any music anytime. I'm taking a shower, I'm listening to music, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy how like that changed, and then like how innovative you have to be to keep up with all that.
True.
You know,
one thing I like, so stations are good. They get like they'll introduce you to new stuff here and there because you put it. Excuse me. You put a station on like Amazon or Spotify or something.
Right.
And, like you get a station introducing you to new things. But
yeah.
And then I got, I kind of like Sirius for that too. Sirius has good stations that are.
Yeah. Over,
I meant a little bit.
Pandora or anything like that.
So I only have it because it's free right now in a vehicle, but it's kind of. I kind of think I might keep it because it's nice to listen to a radio format that's not just playing like pop, you know, top 100 stuff too. So that's kind of neat. But for the most part, stations are pretty revolutionary. I wish we had them. I don't wish we had them, but I'm glad we have them now. You know what I mean? Oh,
Jimmy.
Jimmy's getting dirty.
What is he doing in there?
So, keep the bot. No more Sinfire for Jimmy.
Jesus,
he was drinking tequila before we started, too.
I do like this song, though, Jimbo. I do like this song. Bone Thugs. You ever see these guys in a concert?
I didn't think we'd get all nasty like this, though. No, I've never seen them. But I remember I've had a couple opportunities. Come around? No, they used to come around all the time, like at the Roseland, and it would never sell out. I think I had tickets once, and then I went and sold them because I couldn't go to the show, or sold them to somebody.
What's one person you'd wish to see, like in concert? I'd say Tupac's right up there.
Tupac.
Biggie, Beatles, like live.
And you know, all of time?
Yeah, all of time.
All of time?
Beethoven. Whatever
probably, I'd probably say like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
I mean, because there wasn't a big window,
Jimmy?
And he was crazy.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. You're right. He's good, but you know, I disagree. I wouldn't do that.
Well, who do you want to see?
I thank you very much, Elvis, personally. Since he's alive.
Maybe.
Peanut butter jelly. No, I don't know. Jeez. There's so many of them. Tupac, like I said.
There's
Tupac,
a lot. That's Tupac a pretty, would've been that's dope. A pretty hefty list.
That would have been sweet to see that dude.
Yeah. Well.
There's so many of them.
I think you gotta kind of keep your list to the greats, like the great, great, greats. Like your Hendrix. And your, I mean, I don't know. You could still see, like, the Stones and stuff, so that's not, like...
Yeah.
I know you don't probably want to burn your pass on the Stones. Maybe.
Never.
Yeah. Or, Jimmy, like, old Jimmy blues guys.
Jimmy
you know, I don't know. But for a show, I'm talking, like, something that's going to blow your mind. Maybe it's got to be Hendrix.
You think so? Jimmy, out of all of them. Beatles?
Beatles?
Hey, thank you very much, Elvis.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe, but there's so much... That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He is good. I do like Jimi Hendrix. He's got some riffs. Woo! Yeah, we just want to thank you guys once again that we appreciate everything you're doing for us. Hanging in there with us. We're having fun. You're having fun. We're glad that you're listening. Hit that email up. Let us know what's going on, what you're thinking. I don't care if you prank us, if it's a fake email, it's a joke. It's a picture of your staph infection foot. I don't care anything like that, man.
You type it, we'll say it.
You type it, we'll say it. That's our motto. And since we just made that lingo up, we'll have shirts online here pretty soon. We'll let you know in the future.
Yeah, Jimmy's got a line that he's been working on, and it's pretty cool.
The problem is he probably hasn't been working on it, but...
Problem is he's a piece of shit. But yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's not pretty cool. Jimbo's a POS.
Yeah. All right, well... Big up. Big up, Jimmy. Big up everybody we talked about tonight. Big up an owl. Because they're cool.
Everybody's cool. We love y'all. Peace out, homies.
Y'all be good.
Hello, I'm Bob Ross.